Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Whitney. How may I assist you?
Hi, Whitney. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Best Buy. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. So I have a question on an order that was done. I actually have a retail associate on hold on the other line. I can give you the FMS number for the client or order number, whichever one you prefer.
May I have the customer's phone number?
Yep, it's 781-526-0144 for Jill Richard.
All right, one moment, please. All right, it does take a little longer for this to pull up, so just bear with me one moment, please.
Take your time. I work from home. I know what it's like.
More second, please. One second, please. All right, what's this customer's first and last name, please, ma'am?
It is Jill, J-I-L-L, last name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Okay, how can I help you? Is this for what is this for?
This is for the install. Now, I just got this laid on me, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I have retail on the other line. She went in. Apparently, she had guys from XPO, Best Yet Installations, do gas work in her house. Now, I don't know if they have to put that in their system with you or if they're even with you. But she's concerned that, if I've got this correctly, she's concerned that she got screwed. Those were her words, and I'm like, huh? So I have a copy of the receipt. It's just a handwritten receipt, but she said it was the guys from XPO that did it.
For her gas stack laundry?
Yeah, handwritten here. Because I know you guys have different companies that work underneath you, but this is called Best Yet Installations.
All I see is on here, take Brian call device at the service call. All the washer and dryer does not have hot water. It's coming out as cold water. Call to confirm with customer. That's all the last notes that I see. I don't see anything about gas on here. So what's
okay,
going
so
on,
do
man?
Do you guys have anybody? Do you guys have anybody that works for you that's called Best Yet Installations?
Well, that's the technician that went out for Best Yet for Tech Brian, but for a service
okay,
call.
Okay, because I have a. Yeah, I have
so
a
what's
handwritten
going on?
Receipt here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There, she must. He did work in her home, changed a gas valve. I don't know what a Watts valve is. Water hammer arrest and a permit fee, and charged her like $475. And she paid by check, and now she like I don't know what. She thinks that she got overcharged or something or screwed over. I have no idea what happened. I wasn't there. I told her I would call XBO and find out if they did do gas work in her home because I have the copy of the receipt right here in my email from the associate.
Because a gas appliance, what I see on here was from 2020. Now, the new order is just a gas dryer. Would that be it?
It would have been a laundry center gas install on the 23rd, I'm assuming. So, I don't know. Like, right here, the date on the receipt says 4/23/22, handwritten. I don't know why they waited until this point to handle this because I'm a bit confused myself.
And that sounds like additional work that she did have to pay for. I don't see any... I don't see them putting that in just yet. But if she paid by check, then they had to call in and get a number for that. And that is something that we do charge for.
Okay, but do they do that work? And do you know, because this is the first time I've seen anything that required a permit.
Yeah, in certain states, you require a permit. So she has to pay for that. Let me call Best Yet and see if they can get some information to you. One moment, please.
Okay.